Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Merry Christmas to you. This is the Christmas show. Christmas is very near. Santa's coming down the chimney, bringing gifts and all sorts of good things. For most people. But then again, everyone flips out around the holidays. Have you noticed? People drive crazy. Lots of people get nasty. Because really, even if you want to hide from it, around Christmas, you reflect. Reflect on what you got and what you don't got. And when people feel like they don't got enough of what they wanted, and that's usually the four-letter word, L-O-V-E, which I'm going to redefine for you today. But when people feel like they're not loved enough around the holidays, they get crazy. They get psycho. We all feel this, especially when we're stuffed into an urban center like Southern Cal. So Merry Christmas to you ahead of time. I hope it is a wonderful holiday. Next week we'll be on to the new year. Wow, 2020. You did not think you'd ever get there, did you? The life of Christ. Three magi at the door. They knew he was coming. Or was it just a coincidence? Interesting that the Dalai Lama story is similar. Great things before they happen are known. They're known. So this guy is born, and he is God, but he is man. And we are in his image. That's the piece that really turns me on. Christmas, Easter, the two biggies. That's the piece that really turns me on. We are in his image. And the reason is, if we are not in his image, if that's not the idea, this world isn't worth it, man. This world, it rots. The lower angles of human nature are ugly. We have an ugly world. We have an ugly world. So why are we celebrating the life of Christ? Why are we celebrating his birthday in a few days? When this world is ugly. It is. Well, maybe you're insulated from it. Maybe you just put a bag over your head, go to your job, put the bag on, come home, put the bag on, go to sleep. I don't. I am a doctor. I listen, I see, I hear, and I feel. Lots of people suffer. And my piece is small. Look at the grand total of the suffering. It's massive. Not everybody's in a good mood right now. So people suffer. So if that's our lot in life, if that's really what it's about, then what are we celebrating in a few days? That's why that we are in his image is so interesting to me, you see? Because my devotion to health is based on a belief that I've come to through experience, and that is that disease, chronic symptomology, is about lack of creative force. It means you're healthy when your dreams come true. It means you're healthy when you think your dreams can come true. But the minute you don't dream, the minute you don't have a dream to make happen, the minute you don't have hope that that dream will come true, you're dead. So really, this is about technique. What's the technique? What is the technique you bring to making your dreams come true? Well, here's rule one. That technique ought to be bound by the notion that we are in his image. Christ was a superpower. Jesus was God. That's some pretty big statements. You got some big tools in the tool chest to make that statement. And Jesus proved it. He got behind it. All right, fine. We're in his image. We are not God. But we should have some big tools. Making your dreams come true is about dipping into your toolbox, pulling out your array of tools and meeting the devil, because that's what you do. And we more than ever, at least in American history, are meeting the devil. It's bad. I don't want to get into it. This isn't a political show. But it's bad. These are bad times. These are not very good times. I'm sorry. You baby boomers, you people that lived through the earlier half of this last century, and I mean the 1900s, look, every time is a rough time, but come on now. What's it take for a husband and wife to raise a kid today on one income? My dad raised three kids, three little animals, in a nice home in New York, in a suburb, on one salary. How many couples can do that today? Don't tell me it's better. It's not. I'm sorry. In many ways, it ain't good. All the emission controls on the cars haven't made the air any cleaner. Not what I want to discuss. What I want to discuss is, what are we bringing to the day's adversity that we can learn from the life of Christ? Because we are in his image. Jesus did things that were paranormal. They were supernatural. They were bigger than human. And that's what you aspire to. He got the job done. He came. He gathered a crowd. He changed the course of the world, of mankind, more than any single being. And he suffered for it enormously, enormously, beyond our comprehension. All that he had to give up, all that that man had to give up. Oh, and yeah, he knew it was all going to work out. No, he didn't, right? You missed the point if you think Gethsemane and every other piece of the suffering was bounded with this deep satisfaction that it would all be over and it would all be roses. No, it wasn't. No one will argue that. He suffered as deeply as any human being would suffer. And that's a lot of suffering. And if you don't think so, go get a hammer and a nail. Pound that into your forehead. So he suffered. And yet, he overcame. And to do that, he had to dip into his toolbox. And he gave us hints of it. The miracles. He gave us water to wine. Lazarus from the dead. He gave us hints. And we are in his image. And this is my point. To cut to the chase, and Merry Christmas to you. We celebrate the birth of a man who was to teach us our potential. And that's the way we have to look at the life of Christ. As a text, as a learner, as a template for what we can achieve. If you're sick, that's blocked creative force. I've been doing this too long. I've been down too many roads with too many people, only at the end to find out they either want to come to life or they don't. They're either going to end up believing that they can or they can't. You can cleanse, you can stretch, you can do all sorts of things for your health. In the end, that tumor's not going away. That autoimmune disease isn't going to vanish. That chronic back pain isn't going away. If underneath it all, you don't believe in something bigger than yourself. This is why these atheists are such a crock. The most fearful, cowardly people you're ever going to meet is an atheist in the trenches. You want to go to the trenches? You want to go to war? You want to go to places that are bad and you need kinship? Don't bring an atheist, my friend. Don't bring an atheist to 3 balls, 2 strikes, and 3 outs, bases loaded, and you're down by 1 run. Don't bring an atheist to 30 seconds left on the clock and you better hit the free throw. Don't bring an atheist to that. It is a pathetic life when you don't see that there's something much bigger than you out there. And there is, and that's what you have to attach to. That means something. Now, this is what a health practice is about. This is why I harp on you to develop a health practice. This is why I have 448 shows about real stuff, about radical stuff, not baloney stuff, not marketing stuff, not baloney sales, not superficial cliff note versions of what it takes, but exercises that in essence, relative to our consciousness, are radical, radical health exercises. 448 shows of exercises in health that are beyond the curve, that are ahead of the curve, that'll keep you honest in your process so you can get to your superpower, so you can exceed yourself. How one attempts to do that without tending to that body in a health practice is beyond me. If you haven't defecated, to put it blankly, in 4 to 5 days, I don't see how you can find God. I don't. When you're filled with poison, I don't see how you can connect, how you can truly communicate. I can't see how you can separate that spiritual quest from the physiology of your body. And this is my point. Too many people forget this. And so you just go through the motions. You read the verse. You read the script. You tell yourself certain things. You try to pep yourself up. Not when you're filled with garbage. You have to inhabit that vision. That you're bigger than yourself is something you have to inhabit. That's a training. That's a process. And if you study the life of the saints, if you study the life of the church, if you study the people that have made a difference, they always have a practice. It's an aesthetic practice. It's a practice that they evolve over time. It's not a once a week thing. It's something that they evolve that sticks to their ribs. So in times and moments of adversity, when something's in the way of making their dream come true, they dip into their toolbox and they respond. And that's how it's done. That is who I will celebrate in a few days. That life. That's my Christ. What's yours? I invite you to think about this. Because next week, I'm going to be after you to get on it. I'm going to be after you to get on it. Yeah, I know. I'm crazy. I don't get it. I'm way too radical. You tell me why the beaches are empty. You tell me why up there in those Santa Monica Mountains, no one walks. All the lines are around the block for Starbucks. But where the health practices are, it's empty. Here's the real crack up to me. The Irvine campus, you know, UC Irvine, the track, no one's ever on it. You got 40, 50,000 students, no one's on the track. What is that? Down at Long Beach, where I often inhabit, Cal State Long Beach, you go to the running tracks there, no one's ever there. There's 40,000 students. Half of them are in Burger King and Carl's Jr., but nobody's at the track. What is going on? What's going on? You see? That's blocked creative force. In a few days, I celebrate the life of a man that unblocked his creative force. Right. Unblocked it. He evolved. Our Lord evolved. He diminished the man in him, his lower self, and he purified into a higher state. If he didn't do that, I'm Donald Duck. If he didn't do that, what, he came in perfect? You really think so? Then what was the point? Then where is the teaching? Then what relevance is the message if he came in perfect? No, he came in messed up enough. And he went through it. But he succeeded. That's why he's an inspiration. As a doctor, you watch a lot of people suffer. A lot of people suffer. The doctor hears everything. If you do what I do, you hear things. I could tell you stories. I'm telling you, you'd shut off the radio. I hear him all day. All day. Bad stuff, man. Bad stuff. People suffer. There is a devil. There is a devil. He looks for the kind, for the sweet, for the godly, for the innocents. And if that devil can strike, he strikes. I never thought I'd talk like this. I never did. I never did. I'm a scientist. I just wanted to learn self-phys and the rest of it. I didn't want to do this, in a sense. I just wanted the truth. I just wanted to know why people heal, why they don't, why they suffer, why they don't. And that's what I found out, that there's a devil. And that devil's insidious. Doesn't come to you as the devil. Doesn't wave its hand, doesn't knock at the door. Knock, knock, who's there? The devil. No, it comes in. It comes in as your friend. It comes in as poisonous teaching. It comes in as something you don't and can't identify it as. How do you purge that out? How do you identify that? Whatever you do, it is what blocks your creative force. And the life of Christ, and what I celebrate, is a guy that knew how to do it. He knew how to purge it out. He took steps. What are those steps? Or are we going to basically reduce the life of Christ from birth to resurrection? Are we going to reduce it to a fairy tale like Santa Claus? Are we going to reduce biblical scripture to something more or less like an interesting fairy tale? Are we going to chant ourselves to sleep at night with empty verse? Are you going to understand that his life was a life of turbulence? It was war. It was suffering. It was everything that you've experienced in your life, right to that bad day where you get that bad diagnosis. Some piece of you is coming out. Some part of you is going to die. Some dream of yours is going to be really, really challenged. The whole life force within you is going to collapse. It was no different for him. And yet, he scored big. Happy birthday, Jesus Christ. Happy birthday, Jesus Christ. For that reason, you changed the world. That a man could purify to that level and enter in to the full glory. You see? And it was destiny. It was his destiny. His destiny was to suffer and yet succeed. So is yours. You were supposed to suffer. You little brat, having your temper tantrum about what mommy and daddy didn't do or did do. We're all brats. Maybe he was a brat too. I don't know. I do know we're brats. Down here in Southern California, more than brats. We don't have a word for it down here. But it lives in the neighborhood of brat. We're angry because of what we didn't get, and we stay angry our whole life because of what we didn't get. Fair enough. It hurts to suffer. But look at the life of Christ, and look at what he did with his suffering. I talk to you this way because I've been doing this for 30 years. It's a full 30 years of watching people suffer. Watching people get up from their suffering, let their suffering go. Watching a lot of people die by their suffering, and I mean die miserable by their suffering. And I got one guy in my pocket here. His name is Jesus. He suffered too, and he got to the other side. Now, I got to tell you, 30 years ago when I got into this, I never thought I'd be talking like this. Never. I had absolutely no interest in it whatsoever. I got there by watching people suffer. That's what amazes me. It's why I excite myself. about doing a show like this today. It is amazing to me that if you sit down across from me with a brain tumor, a prostate that's going to come out, an autoimmune disease, psychological disorders, whatever you've got, body parts that are rotting, that are soon to be missing, it is most relevant to the life of Christ. Because you're suffering. Now, what are you going to do with that suffering? How are you going to face it, stand up to it? How are you going to resurrect? How are you going to redeem? I don't think a lot of people understand redemption. And I learned that. I learned that a lot of people don't understand redemption. You know why? Because people always say, gee, I hope I can heal this. I hope I can get over it so I can make up for all that lost time. And when they say that, it tells me they don't understand redemption. Redemption has nothing to do with that.
Nothing.
Redemption is when you understand that your suffering was required. Required. You were required to suffer. There would be no life of Christ had he not suffered. You have no story to tell if you have not suffered. You are frankly boring if you have not suffered. You have nothing to say and nothing to contribute if you have not suffered, which does not make you masochistic or sadistic. It's just that you can't potentiate if you haven't suffered. You can't exceed yourself if you haven't suffered. And if you do, when you do, you look at your suffering as what was required, that it was a vital part of your success. That's called redemption. That's redemption. Not, thank God, my back pain's gone. It's been 10 years. Now I can make up for all that lost time. No. What did you learn in your suffering? If you don't learn, if you don't embrace, if you don't shift, if you don't change, if you don't develop a practice of health, you don't learn your lesson and you don't get on the other side. Now, you'll never take that away from me because I learned everything I've said to you, not just from my life, but from the life of everyone I have touched in whatever way I've touched them for many, many, many years now. 30 years is a long time to do anything. You learn certain things. I learned a lot about this, about why people suffer, about people who are here to exceed themselves in their suffering, about people who are not here to exceed themselves in their suffering, about people who have been destroyed, who will only be redeemed above. But that's probably not you. You see, probably you can do it now. If you can do it now, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. That is the number to my office. You have a health concern, I guarantee you, this is the most relevant show I've ever done to what's at the root of it. But I'll make it real for you. I'll turn it from a fairy tale into a practice in reality. Reality, good. It's the only way we resurrect. God bless you. Merry Christmas. I'll see you guys for the new year. Ta-ta.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.